herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, July 28th, 2023. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And as we have mentioned earlier, this is my last radio show, at least for the foreseeable future. And, you know, I really am sad that I had to come to this decision. But it's purely, you know, financial. I need to focus on the whatreallyhappened.com website. I got advertisers after me to carry ads, and I need to turn it into a business and try and make some money with it, pay off some bills. And I also want to get back to producing original content, something that I've neglected while I've been doing the radio shows. And, you know, I want to thank everybody at RBN, especially Mike and Julie and Steve. It's been a heck of a ride. And like I said, I wish the circumstances were different. Of course, if I win the lottery, I will be back. But, you know, it's been a good time, but I need to move on and take care of Claire and I, and something else I've neglected, unfortunately, over the years here. Anyway, it's another very, very busy news day. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on it. Oh, and by the way, the Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number two, so you can look forward to that. Let's get right on into it. Now, this Tafari Campbell paddleboarding death is getting weirder and weirder. On the call log, reporting the 911 call, they left the reason for the call blank. Every other call that came on in, there was a reason, boating accident, something like that. This one was left blank, and now they're saying that the 911 call came from 2 miles away from the Obama residence. And, of course, that was, you know, the initial story was the call came from the Obama residence. And now they've changed that one. And they still are concealing the identity of the second paddleboarder who was out there with Tafari. So already we're seeing signs of some kind of a cover-up there. And they were saying he drowned in 8 feet of water. He was a good swimmer. The actual depth of that pond is actually about 4 feet. And so there's definitely something wanky going on there. So apparently the call came from Wilson's Landing. This is specifically a paddleboard launch site 2 miles from the Obama's house on Turkey Land Cove. And that's where they're saying the call came from now. So the story's already changing, and there's something definitely going on there. Now, Republicans are reacting, you know, angrily to the timing of the new Trump indictment, and they're claiming that the charges were filed to distract from the Biden family scandals after Hunter Biden's sweetheart deal collapsed, you know, completely earlier this week. And Special Counsel Jack Smith's team have added additional charges to the 32-count indictment the former president was already facing for keeping classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. And interestingly enough, they have added a new defendant, the head of maintenance at Mar-a-Lago. And what they've got is a clear case of hearsay, because they're saying one worker said that another worker said that Trump wanted videos deleted. Now, none of the videos were deleted, and clearly this is hearsay evidence, and therefore, you know, in a fair court would not be admissible here. Now, interestingly enough, there's an article that came on out of the Gateway Pundit. There are polls out there showing that most Americans don't believe the endless prosecutions of Trump will hurt his election chances in 2024. The Democrats have completely overplayed their hands on this. They've gone after Trump so many times, the public has become numb to it all. They understand it's just politics, and dirty politics at that. And despite their repeated attempts to claim this is all about our democracy, nobody is buying it. Okay, it's not working. The propaganda and the politics aren't working. Trump still has a lot of support. He's polling way ahead of everybody else in the GOP primary. He's polling way ahead of Joe Biden. And, you know, barring an unfortunate incident, it looks like Trump has got a shot at returning to the White House. Now, another article, this is from the Daily Mail by Meghan McCain, saying that when Hunter's shady plea deal collapsed, so did the wall of silence protecting Joe Biden. And you know he's in trouble when even the liberal media lapdogs start barking about what's going on. The wall of silence protecting the First Family has been crumbling for some time, but now it looks like it's going to collapse completely and come down on Joe Biden's head. And the latest word is that Joe Biden has now hired legal counsel to deal with the emerging Burisma scandal. And that is a serious situation. Now, Wednesday's jaw-dropping implosion of Hunter Biden's plea deal is too shocking for even the left-wing lapdog press to completely ignore, and they're having to report it, and it's all over the news. And, you know, they basically tried to slip a fast one past the judge by putting an immunity clause in part of that plea deal. And the judge said, no, this is not how things work. And the prosecutors said they would not accept an immunity clause. And that's when the deal imploded. Hunter Biden reversed himself. He was going to plead guilty to the two misdemeanor tax charges. He instead pled not guilty. And apparently on his way out of the courthouse, witnesses said he looked very, very agitated and worried. Now, Hunter Biden admitted to a federal judge that he did receive hundreds of thousands of dollars from a Chinese Communist Party-backed company. This is a direct contradiction of Joe Biden's claims that his family never made any money from China. And so there's a lot of money floating around out there. And the latest word from the congressional investigators is they have located offshore accounts. Accounts in other countries where the Bidens are stashing some of their money. Now, Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca business partner, Devin Archer, is scheduled to testify before Congress next week. He is currently in hiding. He fears for his family's safety. He's been receiving threats, and it doesn't take Sherlock Holmes to figure out where those threats are coming from. And so he is appropriately scared. I mean, a lot of wet work going on. All righty. Another story coming on out from the Epoch Times. The Fed's Hunter Biden laptop scandal is more egregious than we knew. And in issuing an Independence Day injunction freezing federal government-led speech policing, Judge Terry A. Doty heaped particular scorn on the FBI for its obvious interference in the 2020 presidential election, namely by grooming and deceiving social media companies into suppressing the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop. And remember, they said, you know, it's all Russian disinformation. There were these 51 former intelligence officials who signed this letter saying it looks like Russian disinformation to us. Now we know, of course, the laptop is authentic. It did belong to Hunter Biden. It is loaded up with all kinds of emails and documents, not to mention photographs of Hunter Biden doing drugs and consorting with prostitutes and other very suspiciously young ladies. So Representative Greg Stube is saying that Joe Biden will likely be charged with treason if Republicans can win back the presidency in 2024. Because treason charges would originate in the Department of Justice, and if a Republican is in the White House following next year's elections, they can scrape out the Department of Justice, get rid of all these people who were interfering and misusing their power, put in somebody who's honestly going to do the job, and yes, there could be treason charges because of their association with China, which is currently deemed to be a hostile enemy. And so it's a mess out there. Now, ever since the assassination of John F. Kennedy, it has been the normal practice for all presidential candidates to receive Secret Service protection. And that has not been extended to Robert Kennedy Jr. And, you know, he's made several requests and he's got no response. And, you know... it's unconscionable for them to deny Secret Service protection to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And maybe they're hoping that something bad will happen to him. Now, DeSantis is on the campaign trail, and he basically is sending out the message that GOP candidates should focus on defeating Biden. And, you know, basically he's on the warpath against Donald Trump and saying that everybody should pool their money and support one of the other GOP candidates in order to win the primary away from Donald Trump. They are so, so afraid of him here. All righty. Now, Sam Bankman-Fried got a gift the other day. They dropped all the campaign finance charges against him, probably to protect those politicians who were the beneficiary of all that money. Now, Sam Bankman-Fried was the second largest Democrat donor after George Soros, and there are indications that money that was sent to Ukraine, well, we know was given back to FTX, and so it really was a money laundering operation to take some of your taxpayer money and give it to Democrats with which to rig and steal the elections. Okay. Now, a federal judge has issued a gag order on Sam Bankman-Fried, restricting his ability to speak publicly about his case. And prosecutors are now trying to charge him with witness tampering. And prosecutors accused Bankman-Fried of leaking his former girlfriend and business partner's personal writings to the New York Times. And they said that Bankman-Fried had attempted to discredit their star witness, Carolyn Ellison, who's expected to testify against him at his trial in October. So, I mean, I don't recall, and maybe it's been hidden, but I don't recall any time in history where there was that much corruption in our capital city, in our federal government. And it's going to destroy the nation. It really is. Now, 1 week after House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan threatened to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress for withholding information, the FBI has finally handed over documents detailing the agency's efforts to infiltrate Latin mass communities in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And apparently there is a concern that religious people are now extremists in this country. And again, the FBI was misbehaving, to put it delicately here. Now, down in Alabama, prosecutors are considering charging Carly Russell with two crimes that could land her behind bars for a year. Because of this hoax where she faked her disappearance, she went missing for 2 days, she came on back and had this fairy tale about being kidnapped and abused, and she could be charged with falsely reporting an incident and false reporting to law enforcement authorities, and these are Class A misdemeanors punishable by up to 1 year in jail. And yeah, a lot of hoaxing going on, a lot of... remember Tawana Brawley? I mean, that was a real famous one. Okay, now, as we've commented earlier in the week, We're seeing a lot of stuff about UFOs and alien spaceships in the news, and, you know, maybe it's just another attempt to distract us all from the emerging Biden scandals, or maybe they're going to hit the button on this plan to fake an alien invasion to get us to submit to a global, a global government. But in any event, over on The View, Whoopi Goldberg, who's been saying some really outrageous things lately, said, aliens are among us. We are not the only ones in the universe. Now, obviously, I agree with that second part. But she's out there saying that aliens are already among us. And apparently, some of the co-hosts actually started laughing at her over that nonsense here. All righty. Now, Mark Zuckerberg is having trouble with his new social media platform, Threads, and it has lost more than half its users. Now, the Twitter rival rocketed to more than 100 million users within 5 days of its launch earlier, but those numbers are now tumbling. And basically what's going on is people don't want a filtered, safe social media platform. They want freedom of speech, and the so-called Twitter killer appears to be committing suicide. All right. Now, Ohio Representative and Chair of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, released internal Meta documents yesterday that show the Biden White House pressured Facebook and Instagram to censor content. And a lot of it had to do with COVID, and a lot of it had to do with covering up on the Hunter Biden laptop. And Facebook was basically forced to go along with it. I'm sure there were all kinds of threats about, we're going to break you up. We're going to, you know, same kind of stuff we saw during the Franklin scandal here. Now, during a Senate hearing Wednesday, Mitt Romney argued against an amendment proposed by Rand Paul to make it illegal for the government to use social media and big tech companies to censor the views of America, which, by the way, is a violation of the First Amendment to the Constitution. And Mitt Romney is saying it shouldn't be illegal for government to use big tech for censorship. So Mitt Romney is definitely on the side of those who think that free speech, is a danger to the government. And, from their point of view, I'm sure it is. We have succeeded in removing the government's ability to lie to the public with impunity. And that is a major victory for everybody in independent media. Now, Paul put forth the case that the First Amendment really isn't about protecting the speech of government workers. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law. It's about limitations on government involvement with speech. And So they're really trying to shut down this country. They're trying to take us away from the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and nobody's calling them out on it. You know, the Constitution is the original contract with America, and the government is not keeping up their side of the bargain. Okay. Now, apparently young people are twigging on to what's going on these days, and apparently only 18% of young adults say that they are proud to be American. And that is really a very, very bad number. Okay, now, down in Argentina, there was this crypto influencer, Fernando Perez Algaba, and his dismembered body was found inside a red suitcase by a group of children who were playing by a stream in the town of Ingeniero Budge. And apparently it had to be tremendously traumatic for the kids there. And the kids told their parents, who then contacted the police, and they discovered Algaba's legs and forearms inside the suitcase and identified him from his various tattoos. Later, the millionaire's head and torso were found in a separate location. Now, before he went missing, Algaba posted messages on social media about evil people who were out to get him. And apparently they did. Alrighty. Now, Chris Hedges is out there wagging a finger at the corporate media and their silence on the persecution of Julian Assange. And you know, there's this climate of fear now, wholesale government surveillance and use of the Espionage Act to prosecute whistleblowers has emasculated investigative journalism. And, you know, people in the media are afraid to actually go on out and find out what's going on. They just read whatever their computer tells them to say or tells them to write. And this is enabling draconian state censorship. And some features of that were exposed by Matt Taibbi in the Twitter files. And they're going to construct this dystopian corporate totalitarianism. This might be a good time to go back and read George Orwell's 1984 or watch the movie as well here. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Working two jobs, Lynn's never seen me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants
to... All right, welcome back to our show. We're going to talk about COVID and other medical issues right now. And we are starting to see more and more of these young, healthy athletes suffering cardiac problems. And World Cup star Linda Caicedo, I think, May not feature in the tournament after she collapsed at training in distressing scenes that were caught on video. I've seen the video. She's just running, you know, around the track, and she grabs her chest and goes down. And this was this happened in Sydney, and she's 18 years old, was rushed to the hospital, was unconscious for at least 90 seconds as medics and terrified teammates rushed to her aid at the base. And she is probably out of the match against Germany that will happen on Sunday. Now, a prominent vaccine advocate has died shortly after being diagnosed with turbo cancer. That's a brand new word. We've never heard that phrase before. And it's a cancer that is especially aggressive, especially rapid. And this happened to Kevin Mitnick, who rose to fame as a very serious hacker. He's 59 years old. It's, he's, a little bit up there here. And in recent years, Mitnick was using his notoriety to promote the experimental COVID-19 vaccines, calling on the public to get injected with the big pharma jabs for the greater good. And apparently he died this week following a short battle with cancer. And the news comes amid soaring reports of new cancers being diagnosed. The tumors are bigger than ever. They grow very aggressively. They spread very rapidly and are extremely resistant to treatment. And that's why they're calling it turbo cancer. Now, interestingly enough, there's this article saying that the U.S. pilot shortage might not be resolved until 2032. It's a long way off. And, of course, during the holiday seasons, most recently the 4th of July, a lot of flights were canceled. A lot of travelers were very, very angry about that. And there's a quick fix for this thing, and that's to rehire the unvaccinated pilots. Doesn't that make sense? Because the vaccinated pilots who are currently in those cockpits could drop dead without warning mid-flight, and it has already happened on numerous occasions. So hiring back the unvaccinated pilots is going to clear up the pilot shortage and also make air travel safer. And to me, that sounds like the rational, logical thing to do here. Article out of Blacklisted News here. The evidence is continuing to support the idea that Anthony Fauci was behind the COVID origins disinformation. Remember, there was the lab leak theory, then the natural origin theory. We found out that Anthony Fauci basically was using the grants, the funding that he was handing on out, to basically get top researchers to support the idea, or rather rule out the idea of a lab leak, even though those private, those top researchers privately thought that's where it had come from. And they wrote this paper, The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2, and now the neutral observers for Nature Medicine are basically being asked to retract the paper. And because it's simply inaccurate here. Okay, now let's see. Something very interesting. When you get a prescription medication that has serious side effects, there is what is called a boxed warning. This is something the FDA requires. It's their most serious warning, and it appears in a very prominent box saying, you know, this medication has problems. None of the COVID vaccines carry this warning on the packaging, even though the evidence continues to mount that there are serious adverse reactions, to this shot here. Okay, now, there is Dr. Chris Shoemaker, and he's out there talking about the presence of DNA in the COVID vaccines. And he says it raises serious concerns about potential long-term health impacts, as it can influence the cell's nucleus for years, turning our bodies into mRNA and spike protein factories. And, they're tinkering with our DNA. And so Dr. Shoemaker is up in Toronto, and he's warning against the potential dangers of COVID-19 genetic gene therapy injections. Now, the current approved shots are supposed to contain just mRNA, but he's saying, no, these shots are containing DNA. Now, the Johnson & Johnson shot, which is no longer on the market, I might add, did contain DNA. But, there's something going on in there, and it's really dangerous. Now, as we move from crisis to crisis, actually, we're coming up here on a commercial break, so I'm going to leave this story until after we get back from these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show. We're talking about health issues right now, and we're getting a lot of booga booga from the so-called authorities about this disease is coming. Marburg is coming. Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever. And now they've got a new one coming from the CDC. And they're saying there's a little-known illness caused by a tick bite gives victims a serious allergy to red meat and affected an estimated 110,000 people between 2010 and 2022. And, you know, we know that the New World Order, the Great Reset, doesn't want us eating meat anymore, you know, unless it's coming from those factories, the lab-grown meat here. And they're ringing the bell also on dengue fever. And they're using the name bone-breaking fever. They're saying the number of cases have soared in recent years. And, you know, it's mosquito-borne virus endemic to tropical climates. But travelers to such places, including Southeast Asia and the Caribbean, carry it back with them to the U.S. And the virus is on the rise in various places. Now, they've nicknamed it the bone-breaking disease for causing joint and muscle pain so severe it feels as if your bones are breaking. They don't actually, but that's what it feels like. And the virus normally runs its course and resolves, but in as many as 1 in 20 cases, it can lead to bleeding and organ failure. And it has a wide range of effects in people. A lot of people will get dengue and not even know they have it. Some will get it and it feels like a mild flu. That's what it felt like when I got dengue on the Big Island in Hawaii. And, you know, I just dealt with it and it just went away. But yes, 1 in 20 people, it can actually cause serious, serious symptoms and death. It almost feels like we're jumping from crisis to crisis to crisis to crisis to keep us all distracted and running around saying, government, please save us, save us, save us. And I don't know about you, but I'm starting to suffer from crisis fatigue. I'm totally burned out. I see another one of these warnings about the impending doom. You know, the earth is now in the boiling phase, and I just tune it out. It's just more propaganda here. All right, turning to the international news, Seymour Hersh has come out with another article saying that the Biden administration played a vital role in the attack on the Kerch Bridge to Crimea, which killed a couple and injured their child. And he said, Joe Biden's support of Ukrainian President Zelensky can only come from Zelensky's knowledge of Biden. Okay. And because he was taking care of Biden's son. Now, I'm of the theory that Zelensky has been blackmailing Joe Biden over Burisma. And that's why Joe Biden never hesitated to send more of your money over to Ukraine, which Ukraine would then, deposit with FTX. FTX would then make major donations to Democrats. So it's just a huge mess over there. Now, Zelensky on Wednesday proposed to extend the state of emergency, thereby effectively canceling parliamentary elections scheduled for October. So he's using martial law to avoid election. He's basically making himself a dictatorship. The Ukrainian people will not have a voice in determining the future of the country. Now, Ukrainian law says parliamentary elections have to occur no later than October 29th, and they put a 60-day limit on campaign season. Boy, that's something that we could really use here, because it seems like as soon as one election is over, they're already campaigning for the next one, and frankly, it does get tiresome to, in the very, very least here. Alrighty, the Russian Defense Ministry has acknowledged that a missile struck the southwest port city of Taganrog on Friday, earlier today, calling the incident another terrorist attack by Ukraine. 15 people were injured, according to local authorities, and Ukrainian forces used a repurposed missile from a Soviet-era S-200 anti-aircraft system to target the city. Okay, now the missile was actually intercepted by Russian forces, but fragments ended up falling on the city and damaged several buildings. Okay, now there was an interesting video on social media, and it shows a group of working-class Ukrainians telling draft officers to send the rich people to fight their wars, not common folks with no shoes or training. So they're getting really, really tired of what's been going on over there, with the Ukrainian war. Now, we keep hearing all about the counteroffensive, and we're getting all kinds of nonsense. Like Blinken says, the Ukraine has recaptured about half of the territory that Russia captured during their special military operation. That is completely inaccurate. And they were going to say the counteroffensive is making huge strides, and it isn't. According to this article in Aleppo News, despite the Western media trying to improve Kiev's image and create new expectations around the counteroffensive, the fact is it's not working, and it's not enough to reverse the military scenarios. The Russians are maintaining a well-designed defense system, and as Germany pointed on out, the Ukrainians are ignoring the NATO training in combined warfare, which synchronizes air, the artillery and ground soldiers, and they're just sort of running around and shooting at things and using up ammo and weapons and really not accomplishing much of anything. Now, international organizations have failed to properly react to Kiev's persecution of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. While the United States, the self-proclaimed global champion of religious freedoms, is basically not commenting on the crimes, which amounts to tacitly approving them. And again, we're seeing in our own country with this FBI, you know, spying on the Latin Catholic services, the government is anti-religion. And again, that is also a violation of the First Amendment. Now, Russia's Federal Security Service has foiled an attempt by Ukrainian special services to carry out a terror attack aboard a Black Sea fleet ship carrying precision missile armament. The FSB detained a Russian Navy serviceman who was recruited by the Ukrainian intelligence service and seized two improvised bombs with a total capacity of 1 kilogram of TNT. So they basically foiled that one here. The World Bank has now transferred $1.5 billion, with a B, to Kiev via the Advancing Needed Credit Enhancement for Ukraine Trust Fund. The funds raised will be directed toward economic recovery and strengthening social security for the population. And the transfer was carried out under guarantee from the Japanese government. So, anyway. Meanwhile, the war in Ukraine is a bonanza for defense contractors, including those down in Israel. And the weapons industry loves military conflicts around the world because they generate huge profits for them. The war in Ukraine is creating an arms sale bonanza, and Israel's weapons producers are cashing in. Only last month, the senior executive at Israel's largest arms company, Elbit Systems, claimed that interest in the company was at an all-time high. And the Israeli weapons companies basically trade on the fact that their weapons are already battle-tested in places like Palestine and Syria. And so they're doing a good business. Okay, the United States has sent a nuclear-powered submarine, the USS Tennessee, that carries 20 Trident II intercontinental ballistic missiles with a launch range of more than 12,000 kilometers to the United Kingdom. And so this is basically, you know, we're getting the boomers out there. Normally, the United States doesn't announce where the boomers are for obvious reasons, but they've announced this one in the United Kingdom. Earlier, they announced the arrival of one in South Korea. And the U.S. Navy has 18 of the Ohio-class nuclear-powered submarines, 14 of which can carry up to 20 Trident II D5 intercontinental ballistic missiles. The U.S. is not saying whether the USS Tennessee has nuclear weapons on board, but I would say it's probably a good bet that they do. And the Tennessee, like other Ohio-class strategic submarines, can carry more than 100 nuclear warheads, between 3 and 8 for each missile. And They do have a very long range from sitting there to the United Kingdom. They can strike into Russia. Now, the four Ohio-class submarines that aren't carrying Trident missiles have been converted to what are called arsenal ships. The single Trident missile is removed. There's a treaty limit on these things. And instead, a seven-cell launcher is installed that can launch cruise missiles. TLAM Cs, TLAM Ns, and that's quite a large payload of these weapons. Okay. Now, Somalia says that Russia has granted debt relief on over $684 million owed by Somalia in a deal finalized on the sidelines of a Russia-Africa summit in St. Petersburg. So, a little gift from Putin to Somalia. Now, over in Niger, there was recently a coup, and the new president has said that hard-won gains in establishing democracy in the West African country will be protected. Okay? And, well, actually, Bazoum was the one who was toppled in the coup, led by members of the presidential guard. And he basically got on Twitter and said all Nigerians who love democracy and freedom would want this. Well, we all want, you know, democracy and freedom, especially in this country. All righty. Now, Kuwait is going to start drilling in a disputed gas field without Iranian consent. Iran says the gas field belongs to them. Kuwait saying, no, we're going to go ahead and start drilling and begin production. And you remember the first Iraq war? That was actually started by Kuwait slant drilling into Iraq's oil reserves and pumping it out. So they have a bad habit of doing this sort of thing. Okay, over in China, hello, we seem to be getting fuzzy. Mike, how do I sound to you? Okay. How do I sound to you? Good here. All right, well then, it's got to be at my end. Good thing this is my last show. This equipment is wearing out right now. Anyway, let's see. Over in China, hang on a second. Let me see if I can fix this. Okay. I think we're good. Okay. Over in China, President Xi Jinping told military leaders at a meeting back in 2020 that with his country rising and the West declining, Beijing needed to prepare for a war between both sides. And so, yeah, China is definitely on the rise. The United States is definitely on the decline. And, of course, we had that story, I think it was yesterday, about U.S. plans to kneecap China's economy rather than try and compete on an equal basis here. Meanwhile, six House Republicans have sent a letter to Vice President Kamala Harris urging her to meet with Taiwanese Vice President Lai Ching-te when he stops in the U.S. next month on his way to and from Paraguay, one of the few countries that has diplomatic relations with Taipei. Lai is scheduled to visit Paraguay on August 15th. Now, over in South Korea, they've had a new military parade in the capital, Pyongyang, during which they displayed nuclear-capable missiles and drones. This was to mark Victory Day, North Korea's name for the end of hostilities in the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. Now, there is a ceasefire, but technically, officially, the war is still ongoing. It's just nobody is, at least for the moment, actually firing at each other. Now, the family of Travis King, who defected to North Korea, is demanding that America should do something to get him back. Now, the story is that Travis King voluntarily defected because he was in some trouble with his military superiors, and he just walked across the border. And he may not want to come home, but the family is saying, you know, America should do something about that. Okay, Joe Biden today talked about, and then I think he actually forgot to actually sign the executive order. I'm sure they'd corrected it by now. But the order strips military commanders of the power to prosecute sexual assault, rape, and murder cases. This is a major shakeup of the chain of command. And apparently decisions about prosecutions will instead be made by independent military attorneys. And the move is claimed to strengthen safeguards for those in uniform, removing the power of their commanders to decide which allegations to take seriously. It comes amid rising rates of sexual assaults in the military, ebbing faith in its justice system, and high-profile cases such as Vanessa Guillen, who was murdered in 2020 after her claims of sexual harassment were ignored. So getting on to the economic news, there is talk by the BRICS organization that they are going to soon introduce a gold-backed currency, which would probably mean the end of global dominance of the U.S. dollar, which is based on debt. It's based on credit. And people want to go back to the gold standard because the currency is much more stable. It's less subject to manipulation by politicians and banks. Another article, this is from UNS.com, talking about America's deteriorating economic performance. And the U.S. military security complex and its numerous supporters in the House and Senate can't get enough of war. The one they have going in Ukraine has denuded NATO members and the U.S. of weapons and ammunition, thus creating a massive resupply market for U.S. armaments manufacturers. It's all about the Benjamins. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like the Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, the Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more. There's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news, and there's an interesting article that came out of UNS talking about America's deteriorating economic performance. And, you know, our government, you know, is been sending all of our weapons to Ukraine, and now they're saying, well, we've got to rebuild our stockpiles and everything. More money for the defense contractors, less money for things like infrastructure and the roads and so forth and so on. Now, of course, Washington is talking about war with China, and it's an ugly, ugly situation there. Now, talking about the deteriorating economic situation, there are major cities where foreclosures are rising very, very fast. There are concerns that owners are sitting on a negative equity time bomb. In other words, they owe more on the house than the house is actually worth. And this was a major factor in the 2008 meltdown following the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud. So apparently about 186,000 foreclosures have been filed in the first 6 months of this year. The trend is being driven by an uncertain housing market and soaring mortgage rates because they're variable rate mortgages. And as the Federal Reserve ramps up those that prime rate, the interest on the mortgages, not to mention your credit cards, is going to go up. And that is putting more and more pressure. And the biggest jump in foreclosures was in Atlantic City, where 6.8 houses out of every 10,000 are facing repossession, was followed by Florence, South Carolina, New Haven, Connecticut, and Baltimore, Maryland. So people are really struggling. And not just here. Homelessness rates in the United Kingdom have hit a five-year high as the cost of living crisis, you know, continues to get worse. And a record number of families are being forced to live in temporary accommodations. Now, according to official government data from January to March, around 79,840 households were owed help from local authorities to address homelessness or the risk of homelessness, as experts blame a shameful lack of social housing. So it's happening all over. Gas prices across the United States have risen to an eight-month high, and in some places it's up to $5 a gallon. We're still three and change around here. Now, there is a big strike going on. It's a writer's strike, and the SAG-AFTRA are striking in sympathy, and nobody's noticing. Hollywood is shut down, and nobody really cares about that. But one of the issues the writers were talking about was the encroachment of artificial intelligence to write screenplays. And all this strike is doing is basically incentivizing the studios to put more and more work into that, to have artificial intelligence write the screenplays, possibly have artificial intelligence create the characters in the movies and just make the entire movies in computers. And, you know, we sort of pioneered that back on Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines. I don't know how many calls we'll be able to take because the lovely Lady Claire is here with us. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And for those of you watching on TV, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who has been absent from the show for quite a while she works on music and stuff. But she wanted to join me for this final show today. So, Claire, what's on your mind?
Well, first, Mike, thank you for inviting me to be on this show. And secondly, I would like to echo what you said a little bit earlier about thanking all the people who have become kind of our virtual family by virtue of their being part of this broadcast,
yes,
listening. And the people who call in, thank you also. A lot of you have had a ton of horse sense to share, and I appreciate that. The only couple of things that I would like to add are, one, look for the site, What Really Happened, to get really energized very, very soon. I have not been posting as recently as I might have wanted to, but right at the moment, I think I am motivated as heck to go in there and, shed some light, throw some clean water on some cold foolishness, and to write again, because I feel compelled. I feel the need to very calmly and quietly exercise a little logic out there, a little horse sense, as my late grandfather used to say.
Yeah, that would definitely be a good thing here. All right, well, the phone lines are loading up here, so we're going to take some calls now, and we're going to start with Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, and thank you, Claire, Michael, for all you do. I am calling and go ahead.
I'm sorry. Hang on a second. I'm trying to... Claire's not getting a feed through her headphones.
There we go. It should be okay.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Thank
so,
you, Claire, and Michael,
yes,
for all you do. I wish you luck. I'm calling in regards to the movie, The Sound of Freedom. Don't know. In the past 3 weeks, have you taken any calls or anybody bring to light the fact that they're trying to sabotage the movies in the theaters? Has anybody called in?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Okay,
someone is very terrified of this film. A lot of someones. And one has to wonder just what the heck is the motivating reason for this.
Well, I think what is happening is it's turning out that this sex trafficking of children, is much more widespread problem than we had initially assumed.
Wow.
And again, going back to the Franklin scandal, when they made that a documentary about it, the amount of political pressure that was brought down to kill that, basically convince Discovery Channel not to air it, and then somebody bought up all the VHS copies and they vanished. And the only reason we know as much about the Franklin scandal as we do is there was an editor's work tape that surfaced.
Thank heaven.
yeah,
for that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, you know, it may be that, you know, having sex with children is kind of a rite of initiation into power, because once they have a video of you doing that, you're reliable. You will do what you're told to do.
You're blackmailable.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Same thing
at
Jeff Epstein's island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they went down there and they got caught and they got videotaped. And whoever's got those videos now is calling a lot of shots in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm specifically referring to is allegedly two movie theaters, AMC and Regal, are turning off the air conditioning. Has that been brought up?
Whoa.
Yeah, we've talked about that, okay. And then they leave the house lights on during the entire movie to make it more difficult to see.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm on there's many posts on YouTube, and I'm sure tons more on other social media forums. What I did was I typed in sabotage, Sound of Freedom, and then clicked filters for upload date. There is, the top one says AMC CEO gets fired. I watched it. It's, I reported it. It's total BS.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to look at all this, especially any litigation lawyers, I'm thinking RICO here.
Okay.
But it's all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
There's just hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of reports of this going on. And, frankly, you know, go see the movie, but boycott everything else they show. That's all.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
We're looking forward to seeing the movie. We don't actually have a theater, here in, our town. And unfortunately, some of the streaming services, like I think Netflix is refusing to carry it.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon Prime is refusing to carry it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this film is obviously scaring a lot of people. And again, it seems to suggest that this child sex trafficking is really a major, major problem that nobody wants to talk about. And may explain why so many unaccompanied children coming into this country across the southern border, they just simply vanish.
Yeah.
Something like, what, 80,000, I think, was...
I think that's
that,
one
that
of the last
the number
figures.
That we heard.
That's terrifying.
Yes.
You know, particularly for parents and families that love these kids. I mean, that's scary.
Okay, anything else, Mark?
No, sir. Thank you. Thank you again, both of you, and good luck to you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, good day, Mike and Claire. And I have to re-say what the last caller just said. Thank you very much, Mike, for everything you've done. You gave us all an awakening. And I believe 99.9% of your listeners are going to miss you very dearly. And thank you for that, Mike and Claire. So, you know. But, you know, Mike, I'm going to go buy us, you know, I don't usually do this, but I'm going to buy us 20 Mega Ball tickets tonight. Well, if I get lucky, I'll let you know. You'll be one of the first ones.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
You know, obviously, if I win the lottery, I'll be back on the air as soon as I can. But, you know, and they say that, you know, you're more likely to be struck by lightning than win the lottery. But I've already been struck by lightning, so I'm halfway there.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Mike, you know, I got a lightning bolt hit my transformer and my house on the golf course, and the guy thought it was the lightning hitting on the golf course was my transformer blew. It hit transformer blew it, and I, you know, the power just came back on. It was off for 3 hours, but you know, it was cool. Everything worked out. But you know, Mike, I want to get back to that last caller, what he had said, Mike, about Hollywood and all the, you know, the filth with these kids and all. But yeah, Mike, before I do that, have you ever heard of a book, Mike, written by Napoleon Hill? Called Think and Grow Rich. Have you ever heard of that book, Mike?
Yeah, I've heard about that one, yeah.
I think it's a really interesting book. My daughter got it for me. It's called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I think a lot of people might be interested in that book. So let's throw that out there. It's a very interesting book I'm reading, you know, how to, you know, survive, you know, what your situation is. But here, Mike, now I want to go back to that last caller. And he brought, and you know, Mike, he was talking about the movie. You know, Mel Gibson has a YouTube video. I brought it up on your show 2 weeks ago when I was the one that brought it up when I told you about the child sex slave in the movie, The Sound of Freedom. And Mel Gibson was saying in the 1998 interview that Hollywood is just totally decadent and decay. It's filth. And, Mike, I was wondering, what do you think about these writers' strike in Hollywood? Is that a fifth? Is that a kosher fifth column, Mike? What would you call this?
I don't really. Well, you know, unfortunately, Hollywood seems to have driven out the really creative people because they can't seem to come up with any original stories anymore. They're basically in the business of taking movies that were made long ago and then bringing them up and wokeifying them. Apparently, this strike looks like it's going to go on for a while. And they've already said they're going to postpone the Emmy Awards from September 18th to January of next year. And I generally don't watch the Emmy Awards anyway.
Well, yeah, right. I think it's a fifth column in Hollywood, Mike, with these writers, with their filth they're pumping out. You know, Mel Gibson, you couldn't nowadays. I don't think you'd make Braveheart unless you had a couple of transgenders in there and couple of Afro-Americans in the movie Braveheart. I don't think you can make a movie like that nowadays. I don't think they allow you to. And, you know, it's just crazy what happened to Hollywood and, you know, the great actors. You used to be back in the, even up in the 80s, and there's no any great actors anymore. It's just total decadent. And that last caller, yeah, he's right. You know, what's going on with the sex slave trade and our borders being wide open and nobody's stealing them borders, the fentanyl that's pouring in. There's criminal activity flying all over this place, and it's got to be addressed, hopefully, here, Mike. And, you know, it's sad, Mike, that you're not going to be around to see all this this last year of this discombobulation of this politics that we have going on with Biden and Trump and this guy's being indicted.
I'm going to be following it, and I'm going to be commenting on it over at whatreallyhappened.com.
I hope so, Mike, and I really hope that, you know, down the road you'll think about doing a two-hour show on the weekend. And, even have Claire as a guest host. And you two guys do like a two-hour show and like an hour and a half call-in. So I think a lot of people would enjoy that. You know, half hours of news, hour and a half of, you know, talk radio with, you know, your audience. So something that you can look forward down the road, hopefully sooner than later, hopefully. But I just really hope that happens, Mike, because, you know, you're the only one other guy that could hold water to you, Mike, on RBNS, my opinion. Everybody's got their opinion, but, you know, and there's a couple guys that are really great. You know, I love Farron and Robert, but, you know, Mike, you're the man that was out there for, I remember you did the three-hour show. Not many guys would tackle that. You did it.
Yeah, and that got a little tiring, yeah. And John Steadmiller said, we're cutting you back to 2 hours, which really was a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, because, you know, but the three-hour, you put so much information out, I think you overloaded a lot of people.
that's always a bit of a danger there, you know, that... we're going to do that. And
right. But I think on the weekend, Mike, if you can do it, that'll be great. And I hear you and Claire, on the weekend, down the road here. And like I said, I hope all your endeavors come true. I'll help you get to the mountaintop, the top of the mountain, Mike. And I hope you're successful all the way. And like I said, I hope, nothing but the best of you guys. And you like Mike, I really believe you've waking up, I believe, I would say close to maybe 30, 40 million people, believe it or not, in this country. This woke, nasty, cabalist politics that's going on. I really believe that you woke a lot of people's. You jogged their memory. You jogged their brain a little bit. Let's put it that way, and that's a good thing. And
well, that's what we're trying to do: get people to think about what's going on.
Yes, sir. All I can say, Mike, is that, like I said, you probably got a bunch of calls loaded up, so I'm gonna let you go. But hey, thanks for taking the call, and Claire, and you guys have a wonderful time. And if I hit that mega, Mike, like I said, you'll be getting here to get a call from me. Guarantee it. So I'll let you
all
know.
Right,
if you ever come down
thanks.
To Florida, Mike, and you want to get, you and Claire ever go to the Keys or you want to go see Key West or something, give me a holler. I'm down here close
all
to
right.
Key Largo.
Sounds really good.
Key Largo. And, and I'll be in Mike too. And you guys, if you ever head down this way, let me know. We can always go down to Key Largo and hang out at, all the different places down there. The Roadrunner and all that different. You got the Last Chance Bar and all that. It's a lot of stuff down there. But, okay, Mike, so like I said, have a great one. It was wonderful to have you on as long as you did, Mike. So you'll be back. I know you'll be back, Mike. So it's not, I don't believe this is the end. I believe, you had a lot of great callers. I mean, even the callers I didn't agree with, they're all great. They all had their points that, they wanted to get across. And that's all I can say. Everybody on RBN participated and we all had our disagreements. But you know what? In the end, we all come together. And I believe we have one common belief that, you know, we want better for mankind and for the United States of America, mainly. And, you know,
all right, well,
man.
Thanks an awful lot for the phone call here, and the lines are jammed up right now, so we're going to go to John in Colorado. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. Hi, Claire. You know, I finally thought I got your side on, and look at you both on TV. Claire, you're marvelous. I'll miss you and all your music. I'll miss all your singing over the holidays. It was great. If you're going to keep this site going, I can look on this when you're off, especially then, and listen to maybe if you get music, you'll play or singing various things. It'll be great. But anyway, thank you for all you've done. And I really like that. I can't write down what I was going to say, and I keep forgetting about it. But the thing about the Sam Bankman thing is really ridiculous. And of course, he gets away with it. He's probably Jewish, and he's, you know, with all his funds he's got, they're finding a way to, he gets away with it. And that's the thing, you know, that really irks me. I'm sure a lot of other people too, so just going. And, as far as I was, the thing about the Navy, sending, those, nuclear carrier or the nuclear subs out, and, whether you say they, was a surprise that they said it was going to the United Kingdom, but that's really, you don't know what's going to happen. So anyway.
Yeah, I mean, from the UK into the Mediterranean is a very short sail, and it's alarming that the Navy is now announcing the location of some of the boomers. That normally does not happen, and it's probably meant to scare Putin or to scare Xi Jinping. And say, you know, don't mess with us, or bad things will happen.
Yeah. And the other thing about the judge turning down the Hunter Biden thing, what he should. But still, that's not what they're going to do. I still, they're not going to go far enough and just indict him and put him in and put him away, which needs to be done. And then, of course, take out his
Well,
the
White House is claiming there will be no presidential pardon, but I don't believe that for one second. Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. No. Joe Biden, you know, will pardon, you know, Hunter, and that will be the end of it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, this is the thing is Congress, they can just turn around and, you know, reverse everything, but because of the, you know, especially the Democratic majority, and they won't touch it. But, you know, enough people, like I said, we're all too comfortable. Not hungry enough, and as I said before, till something really helps them bad, are they going to take to the streets or everything and just look at all this stuff? So, anyway, I could talk all day, but you know, Claire, again, thank you much. Good luck to you both, and I'll be looking forward to watch what really happened and keep up what's going on. So, take care of you all.
All right, Bye-bye. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're on the air.
All right. I just wanted to, like pretty much everybody else, I wanted to say thanks for all the years. I actually didn't realize how long I've been listening to you because I've been listening to you since 2010 when I found you on YouTube and you were doing videos on YouTube. I think it was Ron Gibson was putting them up. I think that's who it was, I believe.
My videos are being put up a lot of places. I have an archive over on Rumble. And, some people are putting them up on YouTube. I don't know if YouTube is leaving them up there. In fact, YouTube just took down the interview between Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and James O'Keefe. They were talking about
2010 when YouTube was still like pretty normal where you could post almost anything. Now it's a cesspool of crap, and I don't go on YouTube anymore. Once I figured out your show, and then I've been mowing grass. I've owned my business for 8 years now, and I've been listening. I rarely get to listen to your show live because I listen to you pretty much the day after when I'm mowing grass. I listen to you, David Knight, Gerald Celente. You guys are like my sanity in the world of insanity, I guess I can put it like that. And then what I wanted to do was recommend maybe like three times a week or two times a week, like a half-hour podcast of just like some news that you found interesting. You don't have to like do like you do with the hour show where you kind of cram through a whole bunch. Just like pick one or two things that you really want to talk about and just do like your original content, like you said, but make a show, like a half-hour show about a story that you find really good. And then once a week, you and Claire do like a podcast of just like really good things, because believe it or not, 90% of the people on this planet are actually really amazing people. We the vast majority of people just are happy people. They just want to get through their lives. They don't like all the stupid nonsense. They love their neighbors are good people. It's just the problem.
Well, they certainly are around here. Brian, I hate to do this, but yeah, we got to take a break for commercials, and we've got more callers waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemarineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, you'll be asking where's the cash. I guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the pass?
And welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go to the next caller in line, which is Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yo, what's going on, Mike? How you doing today?
Well, I'm doing all right, you know, considering it's kind of a sad show for me to do.
No, it's not sad. It's a good, it's a milestone. Because, you know, you've done a good service to, like, our community and to, like, the people, you know, throughout the years. That's why I was, I wanted to call in and just, you know, just to say bye and, like, thank you and tell you, you know, just like what I would call, you know, you did a good job throughout the years, Mike. For real.
Thank you.
I know, we didn't always agree or see eye to eye with everything, but I wanted to make it a point just to call in and, you know, to say, you know, I thank you. Because it was funny, the last caller kind of added to something that I wanted to add, too, like about Ron Gibson. I remember, like, way back in the day, yeah, years ago, that's how I first found you, too, was, like, Ron Gibson, back in the day on YouTube. Yeah, it was fun, too. Like, everybody, we would kind of call, you know, it was a good time, like, this whole ride, bro. You know, I hope, and then you deserve this, Mike. You earned it. Take your time off. Take a step back, you know, and relax. Enjoy your, you know, with Claire.
Well,
of course, Claire, too.
Well, I'm not
ahead, I'm
relaxing. I'm not stepping back. I'm simply refocusing on the website. And I need to just, you know, turn it into a business, you know, to make some money with, because, you know, right now Claire and I are living on Social Security only. And during the COVID pandemic, we lost all other sources of income. So, you know, I need to be more responsible about that and get some bills paid.
I hear you, man. I've always followed your website, too. I remember the first time I showed somebody the Clinton body count, they were like, where the hell did you find that at? And I was like, oh, it's on whatreallyhappened.com. People would be staring at it. Yeah, it was cool. But nah, man, yeah, maybe you should take this time then, yeah, to just sit back and come on, enjoy your life, man. It's not all about money and everything, but you woke a lot of people up, Mike, throughout the years for what it's worth, people that didn't know anything, and you gave people a voice, too, even though, you know, we had our ups and downs. Not even me personally, just with other people. You always let everybody talk and come on, and we would argue, like, nobody would, you know, sometimes you were hard-headed and you'd hang up on people. But it was cool, man. It was a journey. You know, it's not over with. So maybe it's just getting started, too. So I'm looking at it that way. But I just wanted to make sure I called in and followed through because, you know, you was always cool. And just like some of the callers, like, you know, Tom, I'm at least Tom didn't talk about Chicago today, right? The crime in Chicago. You know? Oh, man. But, yeah. And maybe Dustin will call in and say he's still wearing his mask or something. You know, like something with that mask on, Mike. But I don't know. I know there's other people in line. I don't want to take up too much time. But, hey, man, Mike, I just wanted to say thank you, man. Keep up the good work. I appreciate everything you've done. I've been following for a long time. And you actually put me on to Republic. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have known anything about Republic Broadcasting. And there's other shows that I actually follow from there, too, like, or listen to still. So I'll keep, you know, check out your website. But, man, I would maybe just use this time just to relax, Mike. Enjoy the show, man. It's gonna, cause you know, it's just gonna get crazier from here on out, man. But,
That's right. Definitely a given.
Yes.
Yeah. But, and then even Mike in the control room, he was always cool and he had to deal with my BS sometimes. I know. And Mike's like, he's like, what's your topic? But he put me on. It was cool, man. So, and you guys keep up the good work. Claire, keep making your cool music and, look forward to coming up here and, but yeah, man, like I said, appreciate you giving me the time on even right now on the show. And Mike, you keep doing good things, man, and yeah, positive thing for the universe at the end of the day, right?
So, no, I'll keep
thanks, Mike.
As long as I can.
Yeah,
all righty, well.
Hey, later, Mike. All right, have a good one, man. Later, bro.
All right, thank you. And we're going to start with Mike in Kentucky. But we're about a minute away from a commercial break that I'm going to have to take you through. So what's on your mind?
Well, just to jump from my topic a while ago, since you guys have moved on, one of the things I meant to mention to you when we met a couple of weeks ago was your computer's internet security section was something that I promoted and used for content for almost every day for probably – I think, I don't know, 10 years or longer. That was just a heck of a resource. It always has been for looking through, for finding stuff that to watch out for, you know, from even before Vault 7, you know, and before the Snowden leaks, you know. So maybe somebody could take that and promote your webpage and do a show on computer security issues on what really happened on .com, just to keep the site out there and keep people reminded that it's there, you know, just in the
yeah, I'm going to have, you know, I don't really promote the site other than on the radio show. I'm going to have to do it on social media. Mike, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We'll come right back to you after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
When all this twists and steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
What really and welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mike in Kentucky, and Mike, just pick up where you left off.
Well, I was just watching some of the videos. They're not really related to the computer security, but I'm going to have to try this tip out, putting a wet paper towel on a bottle when you put it in a fridge, and it'll cool quicker. They show two different bottles that they've done this to. It cools way faster. I guess I've never
thought of that. Yeah, it's cooling by evaporation.
Yeah, it shows two Coke bottles. Of course, the label's covered up, but there's some neat tips on there. But, yeah, I think that would be a great new show to try to do on maybe one of the evenings, is to have some computer geeks on talking about how to use end-to-end encryption, and maybe talk about some of the issues that get aggregated up on your page. Fran Drescher was talking about artificial intelligence or robots taking over jobs is one of the things that the actors are worried about, and lo and behold, it looks like Disney is doing that. Fans are in disbelief, it says on your site there. Amazes me how little they care about people.
Well, you know, what's interesting is, actors had the same reaction when Disney introduced audio animatronics, which was like decades ago. And, they had the Hall of the Presidents and the Tiki Room, which I loved. And they had the same thing. Why aren't you using live actors? And Walt said, well, the live actors are always there on time, and they don't take long breaks, and in the long run,
robot actors are always reliable, supposedly. But no, James Earl Jones, I think it was just last year, sold his voice to Disney, did he not? You know, this is CNN, and the voice of Darth Vader. So
yeah, there are AI voice changers out there, and one of the dangers of AI is getting really, really good at faking people's voices, faking photographs. We had an article we posted yesterday about this model that has got all these followers following her, and it turns out she's completely AI, and it's very convincing.
There was a movie in the early 90s with Rita Moreno called King of the Corner. It was about this advertising guy who was Jewish, and the name of the book that it was taken from was a bunch of short stories called Bad Jews and Other Stories. But it dealt with that. This guy was changing the way focus groups work, and basically he was going to use a live-in observer to look at how families use products. And in one of his demonstrations, he had a phone that he picked up on, and he was giving it away to his focus group, that whoever talked into it sounded like Gregory Peck. And that was like 1992. So,
well, remember the movie Looker?
I was going to bring up Mark Bingham. You know, he called his mom and said, "But this is Mark Allen Bingham. I'm on a hijacked plane. You believe me, don't you, Mom?"
Yeah, that one was always suspicious.
Names to their mom. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But what's the movie Looker about?
It's about the use of computers in advertising and to actually steer people certain ways, and ultimately it gets used to convince people to vote for a particular candidate. So, Michael Crichton directed it and wrote it, and I don't remember the cast, but it was a good movie. It's still out there on streaming. Anyway, listen, Mike, we've got a whole bunch of callers.
And we'll welcome you back. However long it takes, a couple of years, get yourself missing RBN enough, and hopefully you'll come back. But I remember the last time you left, and you were sorely missed for a couple of years. I didn't know you'd bounced around all those places until I heard you the other day talking about that. But I had quit listening to GCN when you left RBN, and I was like, So.
It's been a while. 16 years I've been doing talk radio, 30 years I've been working on the website, and I just need to get back, to my roots, as it were.
Sure. Well, good talking to you again, and hopefully I'll see you soon. We'll all see you soon.
Okay. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to go to Catherine in Maine. Hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Just really quick. Hi, Claire. Gonna miss you guys. And I don't want you to go, honestly. I wish you didn't have to go, but I don't want to kill the momentum, because I see you're both revved up and tepped up and ready to go. But I just wish the board could shake the piggy bank and make something work out for you guys to stay, honestly. So I don't know if John Moore is listening and some of the, you know, hosts that are in a position to have influence, but I wish you could stay, and I just wanted to plant that seed. And but I also wish you well in your new endeavors. And yeah, and I'm so glad, Claire, that you guys have each other. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah.
I wish everyone could have what you guys have.
When you are lucky and you find the love of your life, very accidentally, it's something to be respected.
Mm-hmm. There's a great song by Steve Goodman, the live performance. I think it was in Albany, New York. It's like from the 70s, and it's this version. You're the girl I love. Have you ever seen heard that song played by him?
I don't think I have.
It doesn't ring a bell with me either.
Anybody out there that's sad or anything else, you put Steve Goodman singing that song to his wife on, and it's going to perk you up. But I wish you could stay. You're high functioning, you're intelligent, you're calm, and you don't do the hate, okay? And then there's another guy that does a night show. I don't like to listen to it a lot, but he's wanting to take a break. So, Jeff, if you want to contact that guy, maybe you could clean up his problematic things a bit. You know what I mean? There's something I think could happen here. And he mentioned it a couple of months ago. He's wanting to basically, he's kind of like ready to, you know, let somebody else have it. So if you wanted to reach out to him, I wanted to plant that seed too. Bless you guys. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to go to Jack in New Mexico. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Everybody still there?
Yeah, we're here. You're on the air.
Okay, you just did the big crack. Claire, the first time I ever heard Mike was on Power Hour, Captain Joyce Riley.
Yes.
After that, it was the All Bankers Wars is what got me hooked. I sent that out a lot. Hey, smart men know when to leave, and there's no way that you didn't accomplish your dreams. Look at the chaos that's going on. It's going to fall.
Yeah, it's a bad time for our country right now, and I wish there was something I could do to fix it, but,
I think you did. You opened up a lot of people, plus maybe a little babysitting at times, would you say?
What was that last part?
Along. You had to babysit us a little bit, too, just to food and feed us, to keep us.
I got it now.
And, oh, yeah, hey, let me get off here and let someone else. I have a couple of Hunter's credit card numbers off the screen if you want to trade for that Iraqi dictator.
I'll take a pass on that. Actually, our credit cards are on a diet of burnt toast crumbs and water.
Yes, and black coffee.
There you go. But if you say your name Biden, you got a plea deal. You just don't agree to the plea deal. Hey, I love you guys. You're always in the family.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very
much.
We're going to go to Dave, who's in the Thumb of Michigan, and what's on your mind?
It's Dave in the Thumb, and hi, Claire and Mike. I just want to wish you well. I've been listening to you since the old GCN days with Alex Jones, and I did follow you. Ted Anderson told me I'm blind, so I don't do computers. I listen on the phone lines. And I called Ted Anderson, what the heck happened to Mike Rivero, you know? He goes, oh, he's over at RBN. And he gave me the listen line number.
Ted Anderson is a good guy. And
a gentleman. Absolutely a gentleman.
Yeah,
he's a friend of mine. So I called you a couple times over here at RBN. I don't know if you remember me. I gave you a T-shirt slogan. You said, oh, man, that would make a great T-shirt. I'm giving you a parting gift. You probably don't remember. This is here. This is it. It's not real. It is real, and it's all by design.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yep.
I'm wearing my Let's Go Branded T-shirt today,
and I hope you make $1 million from it. So love you guys, and wish you the best. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much here. And we're going to go to Darko in Canada. Hello, Darko. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I just wanted to call in. First-time caller. I've been listening for a couple of years. I've listened to a lot of podcasts and radio over the years, and you just do an excellent job. I've never called in, like I say, and I'm quietly listening here every day. But the way you compile the news, you sift through it, it's just excellent. I can multitask. I'm doing other things. I feel like all the pertinent news of the day went through, and you get the highlights to us. And it was just excellent. And no one's doing the format like you've done. The second hour is just a cherry on the cake. We get some response from people. We hear from people all over the world. I'm in Canada here, and it's just been you've really done a lot, and I want to thank you. And like I said, I never call, but I did have one other thing I wanted to suggest, and maybe for live events, like maybe election night or something, you might have your input and do some live commentary because.
I'm always available, you know, to be a guest on somebody else's radio show. And I imagine that probably when we get to election night, somebody at RBN will probably say, can you come on and be a commentator?
Well, that would be something to look forward to. And I also wanted to mention my wife as well. I've got her turned on to you. And basically, like I said, I listen to a lot of radio, but she's really, probably in the past 6 months, she's really come to like your program. And she's honestly very sad to hear about it, but we understand that you guys got to do what you got to do, and we hope the best for you and Claire. And just before you go, I just wanted to ask you, as a final question, if you've ever bumped into Stanley Kubrick, because I know you ran around in Hollywood there for a few years, and he's definitely a director that I've followed and I'm interested in.
Yeah, I was a very good director, and I met him. I never actually got to work with him, but I did meet him.
Oh, wow. Very, very cool. Okay, Mike, well, I do appreciate your time, and I want to let everyone else have a chance to talk to you. And, again, thank you so much. I've only been a couple years listener. I guess I got a lot to catch up on and what really happened. But thank you, and all the best, and we'll be listening and checking out your website. Thanks.
All right, thank you. We're going to go to Tony in North Carolina. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Okay. Hello to you and Claire, Miss Claire. I'm glad that you're on today. Michael, I'm going to miss you. I've been listening to you since 2014. And if I could do a show the way... If I was going to do a show, you would be the way I would do it. I wouldn't do it any different.
Well, thank you.
And, I'm going to miss you, and I've read everything on your website at least twice, and I'm looking forward to anything new you put up there, and I'm sure you're going to have a good website and a lot of business coming to you, and I wish you both the best and best of health. And, Michael, let me just say this. I've got a Farmer's Almanac weather calendar here. Have you got one of those?
Yes.
And you know what the weather fact is for this month? Have you looked at it?
I'm sorry, say again?
The weather fact for this month on that calendar. It's very interesting, isn't it? You want me to read it to
you? Can you read it to our listeners?
It says July 5 through 17, all right? During these 13 days... In 1936, temperatures of over 111 degrees Fahrenheit caused fruit to bake on trees in, guess where? Manitoba and Ontario.
Yeah.
Does that tell you anything?
You know, and they're trying to tell us that this July is the hottest on record. It's like, you know, we don't talk about 1936. It's going to make the climate people very unhappy.
Oh, yeah. So, but it's just, you know, it's so crazy. It just is. Well, I wish you both the best, and I'll get off the line, and, you know, I'm going to miss you a lot, Michael.
Well, thank you, and, you know, I'm going to miss being here, and, you know, all the great people here at RBN and all the great repeat callers and everything. So thank you for the call, and we're going to go over to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I thought I could be the last caller ever, but I guess that's not going to happen. Hey, you know, how much did you find how the cost of living was? You know, you guys live on your Social Security. Were you living on Social Security before COVID?
Let's see. No. We had other sources of income until COVID.
Yeah, but, you know... if you're like, okay, if you got like a certain income from Social Security, you're living on Social Security, just to make a long story short, you've been wiped out by COVID.
Okay. Well, yeah, actually we suffered losses because of COVID, and you know, we were coerced into taking the Johnson & Johnson shot. Fortunately, it doesn't look like it has harmed us. I mean, certainly not like that Pfizer vaccine I got years ago that has really wrecked my life.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying this. I think the cost of living has gone up so much if you're on Social Security after COVID. It's horrendous. Now, as far as people that, you know, there's a lot of people selling, you know, that people are dying from this vaccine. But, you know, I don't know about that. I don't know anybody who has. Bronny James, the basketball player, or the kid from LeBron James, he's already out of the hospital after 3 days of having a cardiac arrest, and there's no video of the cardiac arrest. If you don't have a video, it's fake news. Dude, you don't go home after 3 days of a cardiac arrest. Oh, and one more thing I want to say before I get off. When I saw Mnuchin on the inauguration day coming into Washington, D.C. to be the Secretary of Treasury, I knew something was up. But I had no clue it would have been COVID. But I knew that they brought that criminal in from Hollywood to run the Treasury, and look what we got. All right, Mike, good luck. Talk to you another day.
All right, thank you. We're going to skip the final break here, and we're going to go to Steve in New Mexico. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, yeah, we were very fortunate to have you and want to, you know, kind of thank John Stadtmiller, because he's the one that brought you on for all he did. And we miss him, too, and we're going to be missing you and Claire and for all you have done and all the guests that you've had on to give us the right scoop instead of the propaganda and all that that we hear on the news. And I just wanted to wish you all the best, you and Claire, and hopefully we'll get to hear you come back on RBN here whenever they let you come back on or ask you to come back.
Well, they're not happy about my leaving. They were trying to find some way for me to continue, and again, I got to deal with some realities in my life.
Oh yeah, I hear you. And, there's just so much to say and everything, but I truly thank you. I've been listening to RBN at least from, 08 or 07 and stuff like that. And I said, yeah, man, I got to get out to Hawaii. I've never been out there and I possibly go see Mike. But I know when you moved here, that kind of blew that. But anyway, but thank you an awful lot. And everything, and keep up the good work, and you all stay healthy and everything.
Well, and we're working on that. Every morning, Claire shoves about 20 vitamin pills down my throat. So
it's true.
Yes, it is true.
When I heard this Fauci guy, and when he brought up, oh, it's experimental, my mind switched automatically to Germany, because my aunt was from Germany, and she told me what Joseph Mengele did, man, all the switches went on. I said, I'm not going to be the guinea pig, that's for sure. So, anyway, will you take care of y'all?
Well, we will. Thanks an awful lot, Steve, and we're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hello, Michael. I've waited till Friday because after hearing this news on Monday, it just was so perplexing. It was, I love your show. I love you guys. You set up such a platform for wonderful callers like Joe from Tennessee, Paul from New Jersey, Dustin. I think Tom's going to end up in a straitjacket without you. Just all of them, our friend near Marco in Alabama, just all the great callers, Peter, all the guys you brought to us, our friend John in the Bahamas that passed away, and just everything you've done, you've carried yourself so miraculously with your class. And
hello?
You know, you're a voice that we've always been able to rely on. You've always given us the truth, and you're gonna be missed. I mean, plain and simple. But your footprint, Michael, I think is gonna be left knowing that you have been an icon to the independent media.
Well, I'm still going to be involved in the independent media over at my website.
The best of everything, and good health to you and Claire, and thank you for everything. And I'll be in touch on your website. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you very much for the phone call here, and we're going to go to Lisa in Salt Lake City. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. The reason I called you is to tell you that you opened my eyes even more than anybody could, I guess. I mean, everything I've ever heard you say, I always check it out like you say. And
yes,
guess what?
Good.
You're always right. You may not be 100% right, but you might be 98% right all the time. And how I heard about you was Roseanne Barr was on TV on one of the late night chat shows, and whoever it was asked her, where did she get her information from? And she said, the only person I trust, and she mentioned your name and your show.
And wow, I know was completely that, unaware of that.
Didn't know.
Yes, she has, and she's done it more than once. She's been on a couple of radio shows that I listen to, and she's mentioned you. She really thinks you're the best. In fact, that is her term for you, that you're the best. If you want to know the truth, listen to Mike Rivero. And so I just wanted to tell you that, and I believe that she was correct then, and she's correct now, and I'm pretty doggone sure that I'm correct too, that you're the best. I will miss you sorely, and I hope that whatever you do turns out great, and I wish both you and Claire wonderful health from this point on, and I thank you so very much.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words and for the phone call, and I was completely unaware that I was being mentioned by other people. Anyway, we're almost to the end of the show. Dan in West Hollywood, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Yes, actually, my name is Dan. A lot of people think I say Dan when I say my name. Anyway, I just want to say thank you, along with so many other callers who are coming in with the tributes to all the years of hard work and service that you've given us. And I kind of don't know what I'm going to do with myself during the day. I really come to rely on your show. And I'm going to have to hit up the website more. And I'd say I've been listening about 7 or 8 years or so. I caught probably the last year and a half of John from Barbados. And I don't
know
a lot.
Yeah, that was sad when he passed.
Yeah, well, he was an excellent caller. And you've been blessed with a lot of good callers. And I don't call a lot because I don't sound great on the radio. I get a little nervous, but I really want to thank you. I've loved your show. I adore Claire, and I'm going to miss you a lot. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much as well. And in closing and parting, if I'm able at some point to come back to RBN, I will. But I really do need to spend some time focusing on the website. I reach more people with the website, and I got to work on the code. I've got advertisers contacting me to run ads on the website, and I need to sort all of that stuff out and really move it to being an actual business rather than just a glorified hobby. And it's going to take time, and like I said, I do want to do more original content, original articles, original videos. And I will be coming back to RBN as a guest, I assume, from time to time. So thank you very much, and it's been a fun time. And there is the music. We are at the end of the show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Mike Gatti is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com, especially that last one there. Please support RBN and have a good life. Aloha America.
RepublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. Yeah, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
Yep, we must take America back. Thanks, everyone, for joining us again today here at the National Intelligence Report on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, and on the 28th day of July in the year of 2023. And before we jump into today's program, I would like to mention to all of you, and to please, if there's any way possible that you can support Republic Broadcasting Network, whether it be a monthly support or a one-time payment, or maybe send a check or call give them a call. Find out how you can help and help the people who are